It's time for the Christmas special of Uncle Arnold's Abbey. Let's get into it. Last time on Uncle Arnold's Abbey, that dirty strumpet Quebecer got shot by a mysterious individual, saving the life of Clausens. Who was he? Well, it could have been one of many people, but in the interest of the Christmas special, we'll cut to the chase. It was Uncle Arnold. He managed to get out of jail with a little bit of cash money, and he made it back to his abbey in time to kill Quebecer, the servant who had aspirations on his estate. We pick up things on Christmas Eve. Normally, the jolliest of times at the abbey.
Clausens!
Ja, meneer.
Christmas is finally here. Time to break out Operation Breakout Oscar. Are you ready?
Ja, meneer, and thank you, meneer, for including me in this mission.
Clausens, you may have betrayed me in the court, but I know it was because you were pussy-whipped. We've all been there before. But to the task at hand. Time to break Oscar out of jail.
Well, meneer, it isn't going to be easy, but I watched Oceans 11, 12, and 13, and I have a few ideas.
Very good. So what's the plan?
Well, we dress up as Santa Clauses and pretend to be distributing gifts to the inmates. And when we get to Oscar's wing, we put him in our sack, and then we take him out of there.
Two Santa Clauses. Isn't that going to be a bit strange? That's like two Easter bunnies or two Batmans. You can't have two Batmans.
Yeah, okay, but it's the only costumes I can find, so let's not nitpick.
I would have liked to be a reindeer or a funny elf.
Meneer!
Or maybe a Grinch.
Meneer, we don't have time for this.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah, let's go.
Dressed as two Santas, Uncle Arnold and Mr. Clausens make their way off to the prison with their big sacks. We rejoin them once they've gained access to Oscar's special wing.
One, two, three,
good.
Four,
push it harder,
five,
Oscar.
Six. Whew, this is really tough. Seven, eight.
Good, this is good.
Nine.
And one more.
Ten. Woo! High five. That's great. Sure. That was power. I'm feeling power today. Check my pecs.
Yes, this is very good. You no longer have to have chest of 14-year-old girl.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, cool. It's Santa. Hi, Santa. I'm Oscar Pistorius.
But why come in too?
That's Radovan. Don't worry about him.
Oscar, it's me.
Uncle Arnold?
Yes, my boy. Quick, get into my sack. We're taking you home.
But I still have three more sets to do.
There's no time for that. Quick, get into my sack.
But Uncle Arnold, Radovan and I had plans this afternoon. He's getting a ham delivered, and we're going to watch Magnum P.I. on Blu-ray.
It really is quite a ham. You should stay. It will be nice. It's nice.
Oscar!
Oh, okay, yesy, all right. No need to shout at this Christmas.
With Oscar eventually in Uncle Arnold's sack, they head home to the abbey.
Mr. Pistorius, we've done it, meneer. We got it right. We managed to save Oscar.
Well done, Clausens. Yes, and we've made it home just in time for Christmas dinner.
Yay!
What the?
Ach, fuck, man.
Look at all the cop cars. How do they know about this, Clausens? Who tipped them off?
Uncle Arnold, we have you surrounded. All of you please come out with your hands up.
Clausens, who did you tell about this? No, man.
Quebecer!
Yeah, you bloody stupid. Hey, you really thought that you had seen the last of me? Well, black don't crack, and I am back, Baba. Arrest these jailbirds and get them off my property. What's that?
This is not your bloody property!
Plan thwarted by the evil and seemingly indestructible Quebecer, it was back to prison for Uncle Arnold, Clausens, and Oscar.
Who wants ham?
Ah!